Good morning, North Lake Centre Chronology. Tanya speaking.
Oh, sorry, I just missed that. Was it Jamie, was it?
Tanya.
Oh, Tanya, sorry, Tanya.
That's okay.
Deaf and blind. Blind and deaf. Sorry, love.
All good.
My name's Sean Vonhoff. I made an appointment ages ago.
Yeah.
With Dr. Rashid.
Dr.
Rashid at Smart Clinic at Castledine. I went and see him the other day and he said, you know, you really need to go, because I sort of care for you, point rah, rah, rah. And he said, well, it's a testosterone thing, the testing. He said, yeah, make the appointment again, mate. And, yeah, it's in his opinion that I should, yeah, go and see you guys.
Okay, so,
the first
sorry.
One I couldn't get in, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit confused. Did you say you had an appointment with us?
I did have an appointment ages ago. I cancelled it. But I seen my doctor again just yesterday, and he sort of said, probably good. It'd be good for you, mate. You should go
yeah,
in.
Yeah, okay. So you may need to get another referral from your GP, just depending on how long ago you had
He did that yesterday. I went with him yesterday, and he just printed out all the paperwork. Mm-hmm. And here's the number here, email to the reception at Northlake. That would be
yeah.
All the paperwork got here.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, just go ring them.
Yeah, okay. So depending on which doctor it's been sent through to, let
Thank
me just
you.
Have a look. So do you know which doctor you had the appointment with initially?
With you guys or with
yes.
my guys?
No, with us. With us. I just need to try and look you up on our system.
Is it Vishnu Samana, the grappler?
Yes, Dr. Vishnu. All right, let me have a look. So what was your
surname?
Sorry,
I couldn't pronounce the name. Surname's Bonhoff. V for Victor, O-N-H-O-F. I'd be on your system because I cancelled the last one. B-O-N-H-O-F, first name Sean.
Okay, Sean, and your date of birth, Sean?
17th of the 8th, 1971.
All right, so let me just have a quick look. So we do have you set up under Dr. Vishnu. Let me just have a quick look. Oh.
I told you.
Forest Glen Diabetes Complete Care. It's Village Centre Way. Okay, 4th of the 10th. Okay, so we did have an appointment booked on the 4th of October.
I cancelled that. And now I've come back to the doctor. I've seen my doctor in person yesterday, and he's printed all the paperwork out, and go ring these guys and book him for another appointment.
Yep, okay, just bear with me. That should be okay. So the referral... that he's given you, is it the same as the referral dated the 7th of October?
When you say referral, all I've got is paperwork here.
No, it needs to be an actual referral letter that just says, thank you for seeing Sean Vonhoff.
That's the one. Thank you for seeing Sean Vonhoff for an opinion. And that's
Management?
The one. Sean, yep.
Yep. Okay. So the referral we've got here is dated the 7th of the 10th. So that's valid for... That's valid for 12 months.
Oh, okay.
But has he given updated information in that referral? Because
No, it's the same. Everything's still the same.
So it just says Sean has low testosterone, less than 6 on 2 readings.
That's the one.
Okay. So you don't need to send that one in. We've got a copy of it.
I'm just trying to make a booking for an appointment, that's all.
Yeah. No, that's fine. But because you cancelled an appointment, I just needed to make sure that if it had been cancelled like 12 months ago, we'd need to get you re-triaged. But because this has only been a couple of months ago and Dr. Vishnu has said yes on it, and that's fine. I'm happy to just reschedule you another appointment. That's easy done.
All right, no worries.
Okay, so let me just have a look.
On the 15th and the 19th, I might have work. And once again, I always ring you guys up in advance as quick early as I can if something changes. This wanting and become CEO, I mean, 100%. But like I said, with work and I'm a casual sort of, can get called at any time. So that's...
Yeah, so just letting you know, if you do continue to cancel, doctor may not accept you as a patient. Down the track.
Oh, that's fine. The first time I made my own decision, I said, I'll do it because I've been training, I've been doing all these things, been training and dieting, this and that, rah, 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 trying to manage everything, diet, the whole lot. And
yep.
Doctor said, no, you should, it'll be good for your overall well-being, and it'll help you with your training and weight loss and all the rest of it.
Yep, absolutely. So, but I was just letting you know with what you were raising regards to cancelling your appointment with Dr. Vishnu, if you do continually cancel, he may get to the point where he says no future appointments are to be booked. So, yeah, just letting you know that up front. So if you can try and book an appointment when it's a day you think you're going to be able to attend.
Okay, thanks, Alan.
Hello? Hello?
Sorry, just press the stupid mute button. I've been on the phone all day, emailing, texting.
Okay. So I'm not sure how much of the conversation that you just heard, because I felt like you didn't hear what I was saying.
No, I did. No, I heard.
You
I heard
did?
What you
oh,
said.
Okay. All right, perfect.
Well, basically, what you're saying is common sense. If you cancel it again, he's just probably going to be like most people and say, don't worry about it.
Yeah, he often gets to the point, if it's kind of like three cancellations in a row, he may then say no future appointment. So then you will have to go back to scratch, get a new referral from your GP for a different endocrinologist.
No, that's fine. Yep. Well, the first one, I just thought, no, I want to do the hard yards and do something. He says, it's not something you can do the hard yards, Sean. It's a different matter.
No worries at all. Okay. So let's get you an appointment in the system. Are you available to come any day of the week, or do you have a preference?
What days have you got available?
Well, next available I could do would be Monday the 2nd of March at 2:55.
Oh, 2nd of March, not next year.
Absolutely.
Oh, really? I'm thinking like next week can come in. Oh, yeah,
no
worries.
No, no, no.
March, wow.
Yep.
Oh, it is what it is.
Yep, all of our endos.
How come so far along away?
Because we have so many referrals coming through.
I'll be one between you, wouldn't it? You're rich man.
No, not really. Just very busy.
Gee, wow, March.
Yep.
Yeah, no worries. 2nd of March.
Okay. So I've got 2:55 in the afternoon. Unfortunately, yeah, you can't even get in with your GPs that quickly these days.
Wow, 2nd of March. I'll be an Ironman athlete by then.
All right,
I'll be doing Pilates, dieting, running, this, that, gym.
Excellent. All right, so I'll just give you doctor's fees. You probably were quoted that last time, but it'll be between $390 and $490 for the initial consult. There's a Medicare rebate on that. And we will send you out an SMS about a week before the appointment with all the details, including our address.
I've got a pen here. So what's the day for that 2nd of March?
2nd of March is a Monday.
2nd of March, that's next year, 2026. What a year. Monday. Yep, what time, love?
2:55
p.m. in the afternoon.
Correct.
And the cost fee was between $390, I think you said.
$390 and $490.
$390 and $490. How much do you get back on that? On the rebate?
So if it's the $490, you'll get back $265. If it's the $390, you'll get back $152.
No worries at all.
Okay, so you're all booked in, Sean. So we shall see you on the 2nd of March at 2:55.
Is it actually getting some sort of reminder thing leading up to that? Because it's a long way away, Christmas.
Yep.
Yeah.
So a week before the appointment, we'll send you out an SMS with all the details.
All right, too easy. Are you able to email me something through so I can put it in your fridge at all? If you can't, it's okay. I've got everything written down anyway.
I can send you through a text message.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Thanks, Sean.
Have a nice day. Thanks a lot.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.